Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pitch. Anything by Oren Claff is a modern guide to presenting ideas in high-stakes situations, especially when attention is scarce and decisions are made quickly. Known for its influence in sales, fundraising, and executive communication, the book argues that persuasion is less about piling on information and more about controlling the frame of the conversation. Claff draws on insights from behavioral psychology and practical deal-making to explain why logical arguments often fail to move an audience, and how status, tension, and narrative shape outcomes. Rather than treating pitching as a scripted speech, the book presents it as a dynamic interaction where you must win attention first, establish authority, and create urgency without appearing needy. The core promise is pragmatic. If you can structure how others perceive your message, you can shorten decision cycles and improve the odds of getting a yes. It is written for readers who want repeatable tools for meetings, presentations, and negotiations where outcomes matter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, frame control as the foundation of persuasion. A central idea in the book is that every interaction has a frame, meaning the set of assumptions that defines who leads, what matters, and how decisions will be evaluated. Claff emphasizes that people do not simply accept the best information, they follow the most compelling frame. In practical terms, frame control is the ability to set the context so your proposal is judged on favorable terms and you are seen as the prize rather than the supplicant. The book explains common frame collisions, such as when a buyer or investor tries to position you as one option among many, or when a room of stakeholders pushes you into defending details too early. Instead of reacting, the method encourages you to recognize competing frames and reassert your own through calm, status-aware communication. This can include redirecting the conversation, naming what is happening, or introducing constraints that elevate your value. The broader takeaway is that a pitch is not only about content, it is about leadership in the moment. Mastering frames helps protect your time, keep meetings on track, and prevent your message from being minimized or commoditized. Secondly, why attention is won before logic is heard. Pitch Anything stresses that audiences filter information through fast, emotion-driven mental processes long before careful reasoning kicks in. Claff frames this as a reality of modern decision-making. Distracted listeners, overloaded executives, and skeptical investors will not grant you sustained focus unless you earn it. The book explores how novelty, contrast, and controlled tension can capture attention without resorting to hype. One practical implication is that leading with too many facts, slides, or background details often signals low status and invites interruptions. Instead, Claff advocates designing the opening moments to create curiosity and establish that what follows is worth scarce cognitive bandwidth. This includes being concise about the big idea, showing you understand the stakes, and demonstrating that you can guide the room. The method also highlights the risks of over-explaining, which can trigger resistance and cause your audience to start searching for flaws. By aligning the start of your pitch with how people naturally pay attention, you increase the likelihood that your later data and logic will actually be processed. In short, attention is a gate you must pass through before persuasion can begin. Thirdly, structuring the pitch for clarity, tension, and momentum. Beyond mindset, the book offers a way to organize a pitch so it moves quickly while still feeling complete. Claff emphasizes that a strong pitch does not wander through every feature or credential, it progresses through a deliberate sequence that builds understanding and desire. The structure aims to answer key audience questions in the right order. What is it? Why does it matter? Why are you the right messenger? And what happens next? A recurring theme is the careful use of tension, not anxiety, to keep the listener engaged and to prevent the conversation from drifting into low-value detail. This can come from highlighting a meaningful problem, contrasting your approach with the status quo, and showing that the opportunity is real but not unlimited. The book also encourages reducing complexity and presenting a clear narrative spine that decision makers can repeat to others after the meeting. When a pitch is structured well, it becomes easier for stakeholders to advocate internally, and it becomes harder for competitors to reframe your idea as generic. The outcome is momentum. The meeting feels like it is going somewhere, and the next step feels natural rather than forced. Fourthly, status, social dynamics, and the role of the messenger. Claff highlights that people judge the messenger as much as the message, especially in high-stakes environments. The book discusses how status signals, confidence, and composure influence whether your pitch is treated as credible and valuable. This is not about arrogance. It is about avoiding behaviors that communicate neediness or subordinate positioning, such as over-accommodating, chasing approval, or surrendering control of the agenda. The method encourages you to act as a peer, even when the audience has more power, by setting boundaries and demonstrating that you have options. It also explores group dynamics in the room, where different stakeholders may test you, interrupt, or compete for influence. Handling these moments effectively can prevent the pitch from turning into a cross-examination. Another element is the idea that trust is built through congruence. What you say, how you say it, and how you manage pressure should align. If the room senses hesitation or inconsistency, they may downgrade your offer regardless of its merits. By paying attention to social dynamics, you can protect your credibility, keep the interaction respectful, and make it easier for decision makers to view your proposal as a safe and attractive bet. Lastly, creating urgency and closing without desperation. A frequent challenge in pitching is moving from interest to commitment. Pitch. Anything addresses this by focusing on scarcity, timing, and clear next steps, while warning against pushing too hard. Klaff argues that desperation is contagious. When a presenter signals that they need the deal, the audience gains leverage and becomes more likely to delay, negotiate aggressively, or walk away. The book recommends designing a close that maintains your frame, reinforces value, and makes action feel rational. This can include clarifying decision criteria, identifying the real constraint in the process, and setting a specific path forward that respects the audience's need for diligence. The approach also emphasizes qualifying. Not every prospect is a fit, and being willing to say no can increase perceived value and reduce wasted cycles. In negotiation terms, the method favors controlled options, where you offer structured choices rather than open-ended pleading for acceptance. The goal is a close that feels like alignment, not pressure. Done well, this improves outcomes in sales and fundraising, and it also makes professional interactions less draining because you are not relying on persuasion tactics that undermine your own position. In conclusion, this book is best suited for entrepreneurs, sales professionals, real estate and finance practitioners, consultants, and anyone who regularly presents ideas to decision makers with limited time and high skepticism. It is also useful for managers who must gain buy-in across teams because it treats persuasion as a leadership skill, not a performance. The benefit to a reader's life is practical, clearer communication, more control in meetings, and fewer situations where good ideas die because the room lost interest or reframed the discussion. By focusing on attention, status, and structure, the book can help you become more decisive and less reactive when challenged, which often translates into better negotiations and stronger professional confidence. Compared to many presentation and public speaking books that emphasize slides, storytelling polish, or generic confidence tips, Pitch Anything stands out for its deal-oriented perspective and its emphasis on social dynamics. It offers a distinct framework for recognizing power moves, managing frame battles, and guiding conversations toward action. If you want techniques that apply to real negotiations and investor-style meetings, it is worth buying as a focused, field-tested approach. If you would like to support Oren Klaff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.